Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Actually, go to jimblasingame.com. You'll find all my books there. Having a great visit with our good friend Beverly Flaxington, now 7-year member of our Brain Trust, author of several books, including The Essential Guide to Essential Sales Guide, also Make Your Shift, also The Pocket Guide to Sales for Financial Advisors, on and on. Beverly, did I miss anything? What's the website?
It's the-collaborative.com. The-collaborative.com.
And do I have all the books?
I think so, yes. I've been trying to figure out what's the next one, Jim, but I don't know. I might be done at this point.
Welcome to the club. Hey, Beverly, we're talking about getting out of your own way, and you know, one of the things I'd like to talk about, you mentioned your work on helping people be more effective as CEOs. And
yes.
and maybe this is a different way to say this, something I've been trying to talk about for a long time. And that is when you get help, when you admit that you need help, you're not only getting out of your own way, meaning you're not holding yourself back because you're learning, you're taking help and information from somebody else, you're making yourself more effective. But when you delegate, you're getting out of your company's own way. What do you think?
This is such an important piece, and you know, it's something I think that people struggle with this at different levels, but many times, especially a small business owner, the business is my baby, right? The business is my child. It's mine, quote unquote. But the problem is, as you start to grow, you know, ultimately, if you really want to have a successful business, it can't just be you and yours. You're going to bring other people into it. And if you don't give them important things to do, you know, it's just tasks that you're assigning. If you don't give them important things to do, they're never going to feel a level of ownership. And so how are you ever going to be able to grow to a point where you really have a thriving business? It's so important, but people do struggle with that sense of, I'm the one who knows best. I'm the one that knows the right way to do things here. But you are going to find yourself stuck then, because you can't grow if you don't kind of share, right, and let other people bring their gifts to play.
Right. Well, you're never going to be, if you're 100% extension of yourself, then you're never going to grow. You've got to add some leverage through helping others. And what about this, Beverly? To just add another little tangent on what you're proposing here. What about being a model, a mentor, and showing your people how to ask for help, how to get more help? In other words, saying, you know, admitting to them, look, I've got a coach. I'm asking people for help. I've brought in these contractors to help us with this or that. If you don't have what you need, if you need help, if you need to know something, you know, let's all get smarter. What do you think?
Yes, you know, we have the trademark shift process that we use, and it's an acronym, but the H in shift is highlight your obstacles and categorize them. And sometimes I tell business leaders, maybe the most valuable thing that you can do for your team is that when they bring you an issue or you have an issue, you know, talk with them about, this is an obstacle, but is it one we can control? Is it one we can influence, or is it one that's out of our control, right? Because there's three categories of obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to teach people, you want to model this behavior, and then you want to teach your people, we need to focus on the ones we can control and we can influence. And so then what options do we have? What things can we do? So I think that a lot of times we forget that our approach to dealing with something, we're being watched. It's no different from parenting, right? It's not do what I do. It's not do what I say. It's do what I do. Like, you're going to watch my behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You're not necessarily going to listen to my words. It's the exact same. But I think having that idea of Yes, of course we're going to get stuck. That's life. But how do we look at things in a way that we figure out which ones we can do something about? Well, what can I control? What can I influence? And how do I do that?
And if you've got people working for you, if they're not comfortable with asking for help or are telling you that the company needs help or whatever, then how long is that going to get bollocksed up and not get done just because somebody didn't think they could, you know, they could ask for help? And so I think that's the creative, innovative process. I think that if you've got a creative culture in your company and an innovative culture in your company, those kinds of questions come out in that process, don't they?
Well, and don't you think, Jim, you know, you lose the people that you most want to keep when you don't have a process whereby they're learning, they're growing, they're allowed to experiment with something. You know, the old style of I'll tell you what to do and you just do it, it doesn't work anymore. You know, organizations are thriving when they're learning organizations.
Well, plus the marketplace is moving too fast.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
And it's not slowing down. It's going faster.
It's going faster, and you've got these really great people who want to make a difference, but if you don't let them make the difference, those are the ones that are going to walk out, and then you're left with the ones who do need you to instruct them, right?
Give them the steps. And the people who are left, then they become 100% extension of your company, which is not good. Hey, Beverly, I need your website. One more time, please.
It's the-collaborative.com.
Good job, Beverly, today. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
We love having you on the show. Beverly Floxington, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.